This week's learning is sponsored by Tani Polansky in the memory of his grandmother, Miriam Bas Avram, who recently left us, a woman who embodied the love of every single Jew. May her memory be a merit for him and for the entire Jewish people. I saw written by someone that teaches little children how to swim that the most important lesson, the deepest, most intense, and yet simple thing that the children need to learn is to gradually learn to trust a force they could neither see nor understand. In order to learn how to swim, one needs to viscerally learn in a way that no lesson in physics can ever teach, the fact that water is able to carry bodies. One needs, in order to learn how to swim, not just to know deeply, but to feel in one's body and one's heart that water could hold us up, but on one condition, that we totally let go and relax our limbs, breathe deeply and slowly, and rest upon the water. Those that flail and fight and hit and wrestle with the water are the ones that drown. Teaching children to learn how to swim, and for us ourselves to learn how to swim, is to realize that the only way to be ready to face the deepest waters is by completely letting go, surrendering oneself to those waters. And I believe that if we ponder this metaphor and understand how it relates so deeply to surrendering to God, to learning how to swim in the light of God, we will understand the deeper meaning of the fast day of the 10th of Tevis, of Asar B'Tevis. Today's a fast day, which is known in the Talmud as being in some ways the most stringent fast day that there is. Out of all the days that we fast, out of mourning, out of for the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem, out of all the days that we fast because of the exile that we entered and that we're still in, Asar B'Tevis in some ways is the most stringent. And that's because it's called the beginning of all the suffering, the beginning of the process of exile. It was the day that the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Jerusalem. Months later, in the 17th of Tammuz, he breached the walls until finally the 9th of Av, he burned the temple. But the day that he laid siege to Jerusalem was today, the 10th of Tevis. It was the Tchila Sapronius, the beginning of the destruction. But therefore we know that, as Chassidus always teaches, that in the deepest darkness is the deepest light. So if we reflect on this that brought about the beginning of the destruction, we will see what's necessary to be able to rebuild the temple, to bring about Mashiach, to rectify ourselves and thereby the world in the deepest way. You see, the words that the Talmud says is Samach Melach Bavel al Yerushalayim, which is always translated as the Babylonian king laid siege to Jerusalem. But the word that's used, as the Lubavitch Rebbe pointed out many times, is Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim. Now the word Samach, those that know what Samach Neiflim, the word Samach could also mean to support. He supported Jerusalem. Now of course that means, because a siege is when walls, other means of fortification, are built around the city, so therefore it's like as if you're supporting everything in it by laying siege to it. But the literal meaning is that the Babylonian king supported Jerusalem. He laid siege by completely surrounding Jerusalem. And therefore we understand that the way, the healing, the refuah, the way to fix that is to know in the deepest way, but not enough to know, but to feel in the body and the heart, that those forces that are laying siege to us, the deep stormy waters of exile, or all the challenges we have in life, are really nothing other than God. And the only way to really bring healing to that siege is to know that within those walls are the hands of God. And what we really need to do more than anything else is to relax our limbs, breathe deeply and slowly, and rest in it. Listen to this poem by the poet Denis Levertov. It's called The Avowal. As swimmers dare to lie face to the sky, and water bears them. As hawks rest upon air, and air sustains them. So would I learn to attain freefall and float into Creator Spirit's deep embrace, knowing no effort earns that all-surrounding grace. So would I learn to attain freefall and float into Creator Spirit's deep embrace, knowing no effort earns that all-surrounding grace. True emunah, true faith, the type of faith, the type of emunah that's going to bring about redemption, is feeling deeply that God's buoyancy, that God is like water, that His love and mercy is present to the world and to all of us in every single situation and circumstance in life. The king of Babylonia is supporting Jerusalem. All the challenges in life that are laying siege to us are supporting us. They're God's arms carrying us, embracing us. The only way to truly heal and bring redemption is to stop fighting and flailing against the waters, but to free fall into Creator's deep embrace. To know that the more and the deeper and the more intensely we let go, the stronger will God catch us in an open, revealed way. Until finally that time when Mashiach comes and the prophecy will be fulfilled, that God says, I will be as a wall of fire around Jerusalem. And we will feel that the siege that's laying siege to us is God's eternal embrace.